You got a smile so bright, you know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight, you know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off my feet, you know you could have been a boo. And baby, it sounds so sweet, you know you could have been some perfume. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to. The way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do. As pretty as you are, you know you could have been a flower. Your good looks were amazing. You know you could have been an hour. The way you stole my yard, you know you could have been a crew. And baby, you're so smart. Could have been a schoolboy. Well, it could have been anything that you wanted to. I can take it. The way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do. You make my life so rich. You know you could have been some money. And baby, you're so sweet. You know you could have been some honey. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to. I can take it. The way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do. As pretty as you are, you know you could have been a flower. Good looks were mending. You know you could have been an hour. The way you stole my love, you know you could have been a crew. And baby, you're so smart. You know you could have been a schoolboy. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to. I can take it. The way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do.
UB40 with The Way You Do The Things You Do, that English group, reggae band, so many hits. Original singer Ali is back in the band, Ali Campbell, and they are playing in Pittsburgh this Saturday at a big event called Rock Reggae Relief. And joining us now to talk about that are a couple guests. Hey, good morning. Who do I got here on the phone?
Good morning.
You have Rich Angler.
I recognize Rich Engler. Is this Lucas we have as well?
Yep, Lucas is here. How you doing?
Awesome, awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time. So I've been to this event before, Rock Reggae and Relief. It is a street party. People are literally dancing in the streets, hearing great reggae music. It's coming back this Saturday. Give our listeners a bit of a heads up what they can expect.
Well,
yeah. So we
basically
go ahead, Rich.
Very special. Lucas will tell you about the two stages.
Yeah, so this year, you know, we've really expanded our footprint. Last two years, we were at Stage AE. And this year, we brought it back downtown, and we are in Forbes Avenue and expanding all the way into Market Square. Forbes Avenue will be a little area we call Chillville, which has our second and our side stage. And it's going to be kind of a place to relax. We have some vendors, lots of great food and drinks. And then the main stage is right in Market Square, and that's just going to be where all the major bands are going to be.
And by major bands, the band we just played, UB40, one of them, groups like G-Love and Special Sauce. I mean, he sells out, you know, venues he plays, and he's going on in the afternoon. You got Tribal Seeds, The Elevators, Rich Engler, really nice lineup there.
Yeah, it took about 6 months to put it together. But we got very lucky. All these bands were going to be on the east side of the United States, and we were able to lock them in. A couple new ones, too, Surfer Girl. We're really looking forward to as well.
Well, Lucas, you and your Piot Family Foundation are the orchestrators behind this. What made you choose reggae?
Well, I think that reggae, despite the fact that we have some deep roots on it, I mean, as in Rich, you know, did the last Bob Marley show of all time here in Pittsburgh. But, you know, for us, it's just a unifying genre of music. And I think it's a little bit underserved in Pittsburgh. There's incredible bands coming up through that genre of music right now, particularly the rock reggae category, kind of that Cali reggae. And, you know, it's a little bit underrepresented here in Pittsburgh, so we thought it just made a ton of sense to represent that, bring people together, and we do it all for, you know, for a great cause, too. So, you know, who doesn't love Caribbean vibes in the summertime, right?
It's great music, and you always have a mission, too, music with a mission. What is it this year? What are you helping to raise awareness or funds for?
Yeah, there's a group that's been around for several years now. It's called Cafe Momentum. It's a first-class restaurant located in downtown, but it's a restaurant with a cause, and it's more than a restaurant. It services justice-involved youth, so getting these kids that maybe, you know, went on the wrong path back on the right path. And it does that through culinary training, but also they provide life skills, education, mental health, as well as things just like simple things like getting your driver's license so they can have more upward mobility, get right back on the right path.
Well, that's cool. So it's called Cafe Momentum. Does it have normal, regular business hours too?
Yeah, lunch, dinner, and it, you know, it's one of those very few restaurants that sits at like 4.9 stars. So not only is it, you know, a great cause, it's also a really great restaurant too.
Talking about rock, reggae, and relief this Saturday, Forbes Avenue and Market Square. So you got the two locations. I know you're going to have a party atmosphere. Talk about the food and drink.
Yeah, you know, so first of all, it was really important for us to not to bring like 20 food trucks in and kind of cannibalize the existing restaurants and merchants around the square. So first things first, we wanted to prioritize the businesses that are on the square. So those will all be open. And there are several of them are working with us to create custom cocktails and reggae-inspired drinks and food items. So that was number one, most important. So we're going to be servicing the street with our existing merchants like, you know, Pizziola Primo, City Works, Mantis, Bluebird, Millie's, Restaurant Revel, Cafe Memento will be serving the crowd. We do have one food truck, and that's the Takayo food truck. So really great options for food. We've worked with IC Lights, one of our sponsors. We're also working with Surfside. We're also working with Cruisin' and Beam. So we're going to have an incredible, you know, selection of great food, drinks, cocktails, good times. We have Cody Sable, who's going to do live painting during one of our sets, and we're going to auction off those incredible paintings that Cody produces as well. So it's just going to be a great time supporting art, music, unity, all for a good cause.
And you said you're calling the Market Square part Chillville, and I see you're going to have like tattoo artists and there'll be jewelry vendors and there'll be like a local travel agency. So all kinds of things kind of keeping us in the Caribbean spirit, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. That group does trips to Jamaica, so it made a ton of sense to bring them in. And yet we've got a lot of artisans. We even have a fortune teller that's going to be there. So it's going to be a fun vibe and, you know, really a great way to celebrate, you know, downtown's revival, Market Square's complete renovation. You know, when they really rebuilt that for the draft, for me, it was like a no-brainer. We got to bring this festival back downtown.
Yeah, for people who haven't seen it recently, they got like that glass kind of roof area now. It just visually, it looks really sharp.
Yeah, and we're taking full advantage of that. Underneath that roof, we're actually elevating the platform. So our VIP platinum level folks will be able to sit up in there. It'll be undercover. They'll get this great kind of theater view of the square. And the stage is going to be dropped on Forbes and Market Square, kind of right outside Dunkin' Donuts in that area. So it's going to be pretty neat. I can't wait to see it. And it's super fun to be able to, you know, take a downtown street and turn it into kind of like an urban oasis at the end of the day.
Well, does the Market Square stage and the Chillville stage, is it one price for each? Do you need different wristbands, different tickets for both? Or how does that work?
We have three ticket levels. One is just the general admission. You'll have access to both areas. One is the VIP gold, and then one is the VIP platinum. So you have access to everywhere,
okay,
even with a GA ticket.
And to buy it in advance, people can go to rockreggaerelief.com. That's rockreggaerelief.com. We're going to have a story on our website. I'm going to post this interview as well for anyone who missed it, so they'll be able to jump back in. But so, Rich, talk more about the concert lineup. UB40, I've seen them live. It's just one hit after the other, and that was a good get on your part. How much negotiating did it take to get Ali Campbell and the band here?
Well, that's a great question. I got very lucky because the manager is Bill Kerbishley, and Bill manages the Who. And, you know, I did many Who dates at the Three Rivers Stadium and so on, and I was able to call Bill direct and said, hey, I need to make this happen. And he arranged it with the agents, and we negotiated, made it work.
As Rich Engler does. Talk about some of the other groups, the Elevators and Tribal Seeds. What do people need to know about them?
Lucas, go ahead and tell them about that.
Yeah, you know, the Elevators are great. I mean, we've had them on. This is the fourth time we're having the Elevators on the show. You know, we've had them where they were the number five spot, sitting way at the bottom. And about 2 months ago, back in May, actually, end of May, I got to watch those guys sell out Red Rocks Amphitheater. Ooh. Outside of Denver, Colorado. So to see them grow, and they're probably one of the top two fastest growing rock reggae artists in the genre right now. Another one is Hip Abduction. Those guys are really growing. They're over, you know, 1.5 million streams and followers per month right now on Spotify. You've got Tribal Seeds, which is more of a roots reggae band. They are one of the top, you know, five bands in the genre right now. And then our friend G-Love coming back. You know, there's nothing better than a good G-Love show. And yeah. he invented that kind of rock, reggae, rap, you know, hybrid, and with a little bit of jazz and blues in there too. So it's a pretty cool vibe. And he was our first headliner we had. So to bring him back is pretty incredible. Then the Expendables are on the venue as well. They kind of mesh a little bit of more of the rock with a little bit more of like soaring guitar solos and stuff like that. Surfer Girl, and then we have local band FUBAR. So it's important for us to represent, you know, at least one local band on the venue every year, on the show every year. And then Emily Brimlow is coming into town, and she's a wonderful female artist. She's playing a solo act. She'll open the show and close the show with an after party.
Well, you mentioned the Pittsburgh band FUBAR. They go on a little bit before noon on the Chillville stage. So it's literally all afternoon, all through the evening music, reggae music. Rock, reggae, and relief. We'll have the schedule on our website as well. But then, like you mentioned, the after party, and that's one of your businesses, right? Revel, the restaurant there?
Yeah, Revel. Yeah, Revel's our business, and we've been operating that restaurant and bar for almost 10 years now. And we're going to make that the home for the after party. So after UB40 shuts it down, we're going to move some folks into Revel, and Emily will be playing that. Who knows who can show up on the stage with her as a collab. So it could be pretty cool.
All right. Sounds like the place to be this Saturday, Rock Reggae Relief. Lucas, I want to ask you, too. You have some Beaver County properties, too, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We own the Hilton Garden Inn and Jackson's Restaurant over off the Monaca exit, as well as the Home 2 Suites there. So we've invested in Beaver County, and it's exciting to see the changes in the positive growth that's happening up there.
Well, we appreciate you, and I love this lineup. And like I've said to people, I saw the Jason Mraz year. I saw one of the other years. It's a reggae party in the streets of Pittsburgh, and you use the words urban oasis. And that's a good way to describe it. You feel like you're on vacation or something like that. So it's
he hit the nail right on the head on that one.
Yeah. All right, guys. Sure. Anything else you want our listeners to know about Rock Reggae and Relief this Saturday downtown Pittsburgh?
Come on down and have a good time with us.
Sounds like a plan. All right, Lucas, Rich, appreciate your time. Both of you guys, keep up the great work.
Thank you very much.
All right, I'll get this online, and you guys can share it. But we'll stay in touch. Talk to you soon.
Thanks so much.
Yep.